In today's Marketing Renegades Report, we're going to be talking about getting leads and building your list through hyperlocal Facebook lead ads. Our goal is always to turn your business into a perpetual lead generation machine. And so the stage that we're going to be addressing today is, well, lead generation. Now, I'm not going to really spend a lot of time going into the heavy mechanics of setting up your Facebook account and Facebook business account, all those things. You can find plenty of resources online how to do that, and it's likely that you will already have most of this set up already. But I am going to cover the content like creating a really good converting ad that's super simple. I'm also going to cover the follow-up system to help you convert leads into customers. Now, the cool thing is there's really only three main steps to this. I call this the yellow page model. Now, if you're a little bit old school like me, you probably remember yellow page ads. You remember when they would like throw those yellow pages on your doorstep or your business or whatever, and you'd thumb through and you'd see all these ads? Well, it's really not any different than that, because what you're after is your customer, step one, sees your ad, step two, responds to your ad, and then step three, you call them and say something like, "Hey, you requested more information and I'm calling you back just to see how I can help you." I mean, it can be that simple. So that really was the yellow page ad. The difference now is we can get more information, and the algorithms, we let the algorithms do all the heavy lifting, by the way. The algorithms actually will put your ads in front of people that it thinks will respond the best. That's way better than yellow pages, where you had to rely on somebody to flip through the yellow page ad and see your ad out of all of them and then actually call you directly. In fact, that reminds me, I remember back in the day when I used to work in construction, we built storage units. I was on a crew that built a whole bunch of storage units, and the guy that owned the storage units, he named his business AAA, and then whatever the name of the business was, simply to get first place in the phone book. Now, the thing is you don't have to do that because the algorithm is going to do it for you, which is very, very cool. Okay, so let's talk about the actual ad itself. And this is where a lot of people get hung up, but this is very, very simple, and I'm gonna make it really, really easy for you, and I'm gonna show you some samples. So first off, you need your offer. You need to give your customers a reason for calling, right? This is really straightforward. It could be a discount. It could be offering info that you already have, like a list, a video, whatever, something that helps them along the way. It could be the service that you offer with maybe a bundled discount, doesn't matter. It could be a quote, anything like that. I mean, again, think yellow page ads. You know, what's something that people are going to respond to? A really great well to go to is going to your past history and seeing what month you had the most sales and what were you offering that month to get those sales, and see if you can't duplicate it or replicate that in a certain way. But you want to have a reason for people to call you, okay? And you'll see why in just a second. Second, you're going to need an image. Now, here's the thing. You just want one. You don't have to go out and get all these images, or you don't even have to shoot a great big video or anything like that. You just need an image. But the image is very, very important, and here's what I mean. If you use stock imagery, that just doesn't work as well. The computer knows, the algorithm knows, people naturally just know when you're using stock imagery. And I bet you've probably seen on Facebook or Instagram that somebody's used stock imagery and somebody else has used it, and you've seen the same image over and over again. Like, you know, for real estate, that purple house, man, I think I've seen that a million times over the decade, okay? So the photo has gotta be organic. And here's the thing, best is if it's a picture of you or a team member looking at the camera in a local recognizable area, meaning in front of a landmark that's recognizable or in front of a landscape that's recognizable, that will get attention and people will automatically associate you with the local area. When you are in the image or a team member is in the image and you're looking at the camera, they call that eyeballs. So eyeballs attract eyeballs. Landscape or a familiar landmark will attract the local area. So it's actually pretty important. Second, you're gonna want just a short headline. When I say short, like 4 or 5 words, and this is usually surrounding your offer. Something like, get pre-qualified today, or get a quote today. That sort of thing, like very, very, very simple. And then your copy for the main text. Now, what is copy? It's just text that goes with your ad. And one of the reasons copy is important is it can explain your offer a little bit better. It can connect you because you can express yourself, but it also helps the algorithm know who you're trying to target. Now, you might be saying, oh, I'm not really a copywriter. So let me give you a simple formula. Very, very simple. Here's what I got. Here's how it helps, and here's what to do next. It can be just that simple. Then you can fill it in with other stuff if you want, but that is the general flow. So let's take a look at a couple of ads here. First off, I'm gonna pull up this one. Now, these are real ads, and I actually saw them this morning. This is an ad in my local area. They've got 340 comments, 992 likes, and 89 shares. That's a lot for a roofing company. But look at this. They've got their whole team. They're all looking at the camera and they're standing in front of a house. The house that they're standing in front of is a home that you would normally find in the area. The second one here, I like this one too. This one was pretty punchy. So check this out. This is a guy, I'm guessing his name is Ron. So he's making it personal, making that connection. Because remember, we're hyper local. Look at that landscape, but look at this. Now, new roof for just $59.97. See how that's, here's what I got. Full roof replacement starting at $59.97. That's his headline. And then get quote. So notice it's a form on Facebook. So you're going to click get quote. And then the information will get filled out and sent to Ron right away. So those are two really great ads. And when your local service, especially if your home service, you know, so that's anybody that has anything to do with a house, mortgage, real estate, landscaping, plumber, roofer, I mean, you name it. There are so many industries that are associated with homes and home ownership, and they are all very, very hyper-local. That's why this strategy works so well. Let's actually create the ad. So the type of ad you're gonna create is a Facebook lead ad. The nice thing about Facebook lead ads is you don't have to have a funnel. You don't have to have any of this extra stuff. When somebody clicks on your button in your ad, it automatically brings up a Facebook form, which populates with their information already. So they don't even have to input their information. I usually start out with name, phone number, and email address just to get the ad going. Now your audience, you want it to be your local area, the area that you serve. Remember, it's hyper local. And Just so you know, Facebook thinks that millions of people in an audience is small. So you can just pick everybody in a local area. You don't even have to go through any of the other stuff. Just go geographical. Let Facebook's algorithm do the heavy lifting. How much should you be spending when you first start out? Well, I recommend about $10 a day. And the reason why is on average, you should be targeting your cost per lead at about $10. So every time you spend $10, you should be able to get a lead out of Facebook, name, phone number, and email address, okay? Now, sometimes I've seen ads that are getting below $2 a lead, which is awesome. And some I've seen you're getting leads at over $20 per lead. So if you sit right in that $10 per lead, which translates into $10 a day, you'd be getting one lead a day on average. And then you'd be getting about 30 leads per the month and your overall monthly budget would only be $300, which is very, very small, but can actually start picking up your business really, really quick. If you're able to convert one of those customers, just one in a month, then you just acquired a customer for $300 and you have 29 other people on your list. And some of those will very likely convert down the road, assuming that you have good follow-up procedures. Once Facebook's up and rolling, make sure that you let it run for a few days because the algorithm's having to figure this whole thing out and it doesn't do it overnight. It takes 2 or 3 days. I usually find that Facebook lead ads start at a little bit, you know, that they're not great in the first couple of days and it's really easy to freak out. But usually by day 3 or day 4, Facebook's starting to figure out who's gonna respond and your cost per lead starts to drop and you start getting more leads. So you need to give it at least a week, okay? Give it at least a week. Okay, but here's the thing. Got a problem that we've run into and that is Facebook, once it captures a lead, it will just sit on it. It won't do anything with it. You've gotta go into Facebook, you've gotta find it, you got to download it, and most people will take time downloading these things. They get busy, and they don't have time for it. You know, you got a customer that's calling you, and you got to put that fire out. And so you don't get to your leads for 3 or 4 days. Now, the problem with that is once they're 3, 4, 5 days old, they go south really, really quick. So speed to lead is really the name of the game if you're going to play this game. You need to respond to people very, very quickly, or they lose interest or think that you're incompetent. Doing it manually is almost impossible. So I'm going to show you how we handle it here. We use a really cool piece of software called TruePartner AI. Now, TruePartner AI handles almost all of our marketing for us, but I want to show you what it will do just for this portion of the marketing stage. We have three steps. We set up our social connection to make sure that TruePartner AI and Facebook are talking. We connect the lead form. You've created that lead form on Facebook. Now we're going to connect that specific lead form to TruePartner AI. And then we're going to customize an automation so that that lead gets taken care of, followed up with, and that you get notified that the leads come in. Okay, so let's dive under the hood really quick. TruePartner AI has some really simple but powerful features right under the hood that do things that you would normally do if you had the bandwidth to do it. But TruePartner AI has what are called automations. Now, automations can do a lot of these things for us. They're very simple but very powerful. Let me show you what one of these looks like. I'm inside of TruePartner AI, and I'm gonna show you this one. This one actually picked up 343 leads off of this one ad. Isn't that crazy? This is called an automation, and these are things that we can set up to happen automatically when a Facebook lead comes in. So the first thing we wanna do is we want to spin this automation up, and what triggers it? Well, a Facebook lead form. We tell it which lead form, and the second somebody submits that form, this automation goes into place. All right, the very first thing that it does is it takes this individual, it's labeled it, it's organized it, it shows you where they've come from. At a glance, I can see leads that have come in through this system, okay? The second thing it's going to do here is it's going to notify you, okay? So it's gonna send an email, and if you look down here, look, you have a new lead on this home. Here's the name, phone number, and email address. Bam, you're gonna get it right in your email right when it comes through. If that's not enough, the system can actually even send you a text. Ding, you just got a lead. All right, now, if that's all it did was organize this individual and notified you that they came in, you can follow that three-step process, tap your phone, give them a call. Hey, you just responded to my ad on Facebook. I'm just giving you a call back. How can I help you? There you go, man. Speed to lead, just like that. You don't have to do any of the organization. You don't have to dig through the leads. You got it. You're rolling. Think how simple that is. And even better if you've got an assistant that can follow up quickly. Lots of really cool things you can do there, but we don't want to overwhelm. We want to keep it very, very simple. So it's not just a matter of generating the leads. It's a matter of organizing them and following up with them very, very quickly. Now, a lot of the people don't respond. This is normal if you've been in any kind of marketing. So guess what? We can put all of these people into some kind of nurture sequence, or using the TruePartner email system, we can select all of these people and just send them an email or send them a text, a follow-up text, okay? So the follow-up is very, very easy once we get them in the TruePartner AI. So this is what I want you to picture in your mind, okay? You've just spent 30 days working really, really hard, and you're helping your customers. You're a renegade because you are bucking the trend of working for somebody else. You take pride in your work. You want to treat your customers like gold. But because you do, you're spending so much time, you're not able to generate leads. So think about what it would be like at the end of 30 days. It's been a long month. You've spent a lot of work. And you flip on your computer and you have a pipeline that looks like this, all automatically. And even better, you've had an assistant that has called them back automatically. And at the very least, you've had TruePartner AI responding to them automatically and following up and helping you get these leads converted, okay? So if you want to have all of this deployed in your business, plus the other stuff that we add to it, then join the Marketing Renegade. So you can join our community for free. Run on over, join the Marketing Renegades community for free at marketingrenegades.com. And if you're a paid member, then we deploy all of this into your business and help you get it going. So we deployed the True Partner AI system. You get all of the courses, all of the templates, all of the things to help you get your leads flowing quickly, leads followed up with quickly, so you can convert more starting as soon as possible. Okay? Turn your business into a perpetual lead generating machine. Hope that helps today.